For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. There's no information on damage so far. Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russia's military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. Leading contender to become the speaker, the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October. McCarthy's path to the speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last five as Speaker. United Nations envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, announced agreement on a new utility unity government for the divided nation, possibly ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. A member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He will have three deputies. A total of six ministers will make up the presidential council. This is VOA News. Rwanda.